Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for anybody who will listen. Everybody, tell who you know, okay? This is a show we're trying to enlighten. We're trying to illuminate. This is a self-help. This is self-salvation even. You are listening to, well, I'm Talk Dude. On the other side of this phone line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK speaking.
The show is brought to you by him. You are listening to Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. It is 7 o'clock here on the duh, not phone lines are open. We invite you to call in. We invite you. Let's talk to you direct. Let's get to make some real progress. Take that first step. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Hey, everyone out there. That's first off, I'd like to thank you're doing a good job, man. And good
all
job.
Right. Thank you, Organic.
All
thank
right,
you, sir.
All right.
Yes.
What do you got to tell them? Just start it off. What do you got to tell them so I can give them a little bit of my insight?
Do you often feel overworked? Does your soul feel tarnished, tainted, contaminated? You basically kind of sort of basically feel like the real you isn't being heard and listened, understood. You feel the need to try to change what you truly are to get acceptance. Are you tired of oppressing? Does it drive you mad? You tell me. Now, look, this show is all about basically making sure the real you can be heard. To marinate the ingredients taken, to basically allow your soul to culinary idealism. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but you know what?
Hey, man,
true.
You own something. You own something, man. Don't shortchange yourself. You own something. Stop talking about yourself like that, man. You own people be like, yeah, I hear that.
It's very easy for the soul to feel tainted. It's very easy, basically, to get lost, that your own voice is not truly being heard. Why? You want to conform to be accepted. It's so many of us. Look at all the stuff that's designed nowadays to make sure that we're all just kind of the same. That everything just seems sort of, I don't know, safe or whatever. We try to cage ourselves in. We hold ourselves back. We don't really let the true us out because we're afraid it will not be accepted.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. It's what it is all over. A lot of people are stuck in this. Trapped. What is my suggestion? I'll tell you what. I'm talking about ways you can take simple steps to free yourself, to basically be the best version of yourself you can be. I'm talking about feeding your soul. It can happen. It will. With this show, with this simple program, you can get everything you truly need. And before you know it, all things you really want. Want and need are two different things. It's a fact. But right now what you really need is to be allowed to just be yourself, to be. You need that, don't you? It's not just a possibility, it's a certainty. How can you be heard? How can you truly be, let the real you come out? Well, first take a moment to ask yourself who you really are, not your name. Sometimes we get a name at birth, and we often try to change ourselves to fit that name. We think you should be able to judge a book by its cover. Ask yourself who you really are, what you really are, what is missing, what well, and ask yourself how, in a lot of ways, you're not always kind of being yourself. You're trying to be accepted, whether it's basically trying to be the kind of employee that a company is looking for, or whether you're trying to change and hide who and what you truly are to get into a romantic relationship. Because this is a real thing. Nobody in relationships is who they are right away. At first, they're meeting somebody else, aren't they? And hopefully, slowly but surely, you can eventually start to be who you really are.
But it is, you know, we can't get all certainty that people lie. Some people are really truthful, right?
Right.
And people think that's a lie because they have seen so many of the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens so often is some women could really find out there's always something better out there. They would never think that they monopolize what sexual pleasure means from what they think they've been through. If people that they hear talking to, oh, this person had to deal with that many people, they don't know what they're doing. And they finally get around to think that what the person's offering them is just, they're desperate and, okay, I get a person to try. And they find out that person that didn't have many sexual partners could be their best sexual partner. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are just better than what you are known to know. When people do that, people find themselves just turn themselves upside down and try to reset. Oh, my goodness. Think about that. Think about people that have had everything they fantasize, but they didn't have the actual verbal description of what that looked like. They didn't like the uniform. They didn't like the stereotype that would be able to get all of what they want. Imagine those type of people. Imagine the people that truly change people's lives is always doubting themselves. But they change people's lives and they don't realize how much they're doing amazing. Imagine how you look at yourself, but you are changing people like an architect. Imagine what the imagination means when you're in cross-contaminating, destroying someone that truly you're really investing in, and you're allowing this to be a part of me instead of compromising the platform of what a man needs to have when he had never seen a man, never was around anyone to show him what to do. Imagine what that really looks like when you're changing the actual description of what limitations and what doubt and what the true ability of what it means for people to try to undermine you and don't give you all the things that they know you're supposed to be. They try to keep it, try to say that you don't deserve this, and then their desire leaves them and the actual harvest comes to you. And that's the crazy part. How people try to destroy you and end up helping you. What does that look like? Is a comedian organic or are you listening to?
Okay, I'll take it. This is Talk Dude, and you are listening to Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients to embody my soul.
You think that you do an advertisement as somebody that's watching a movie that is just in the tag. I was tagging you that are stupid. You're just trying to always tell the public that this tag teaming is actual Organic Pimpin'. This thing is going to be me. It's not meant for you to be segregated. It's meant to be more motivating, the description. Yeah, everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? You're tuning in, and this show, just try to get in, see if you get it right this time.
Your soul is crying out to you. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it telling you that basically it wants to be heard once in a while? I know. You're too busy. You're afraid to show vulnerability. We may live in a world with a society which forces there to be some kind of order, but it's still so cruel. You're afraid to be vulnerable. You're afraid to let your true self out. You're afraid to let the real you be heard and seen and known.
Yo, out there, this guy got two red ass brothers for horses. I want you to look inside of that. Where his desire was taking him. He was spending his life stuttering and hesitating and being nervous. Think about what he just did. What does that sound like? Does that sound like somebody has two red ass brothers for horses?
You said a mouthful.
His way to push this and do something that he don't know if y'all even like it, but that's not the reward. That's not the world and the reward. Now he already planted an investment. Now an investment want to plant the reward. People want going to reach you, man. it's not going to be all sour than you think it is. Sir, stop acting like you're going to win. You ain't fine. He does it time to time. I just want to make sure he's listening.
He's listening.
Yeah, everyone, thank y'all for listening to the show. This is the Organic OK. And my host is Talk Dude.
The one and only.
Yeah.
No, buddy, it's not like you're wrapping it up. We're only 10 minutes in. There's 20 minutes to go.
No worries, man. But if you decide to inspire, you should be comfortable to speak your mind.
Okay, fine. Fine. Look, they're compulsive. There are habits. There are tricks that basically the system, the people outside kind of use to make sure that you don't listen to yourself and you buy more of their products. They try to use supermodels to sell the most outlandish piece of whatever until you can be this person if you buy it. They try to tell you that you're not good enough if you don't buy their products, that you're always, you know, that you'll be out of the loop. You're going to be like that kid in school. Everybody saw the movie that weekend except him. They're not just going to laugh at him and shun him. They're going to get beat the crap out of him. And it's sad kids are like that, but the thing is, that pressure doesn't entirely go away in adulthood, you know? It's one of those things where the real you isn't being heard. Take a moment to listen to it. Grab it. Embrace it with both hands. Say, I am free to be me. I am personally at peace. Do that before you do anything else. And sure, you should try to go after things like material wealth and success and in your career. You should. I mean, that's a thing. But for God's sakes, man, first, find yourself first. Some people basically have lost track of who they are. Some have worn a mask long enough it feels like their real face. They're an unhappy something. The truth is, it doesn't have to be like this. You can be heard. First, hear yourself. Express who you are, what you are. Express all that and find out there can basically be a sense of absolute hope. You can acquire what you were meant to, what you were made to. You can be what you've basically been dying to be all your life. When we're really little, we basically look to a lot of influential figures to tell us what we should and shouldn't do. It's a thing. It is a real thing. It is a dangerous thing. Some people spend their whole lives, they try too hard without really finding out what they truly are. Some people spend their life running from themselves, running because they're so ashamed that the real person, they're not happy with what they see. No, they're not happy. They're afraid others won't be either. They try to conform and change so they can be accepted. It is the slipperiest of slopes. It really is. Find your sense of self. Do it. It can be found. It's hidden, but it's there. Take a moment to basically try to find out who you are. Or take a deep, long breath. And then you know what? Go out. Go to some place specially and just be who you are. Be what you are. And say, this is who I am. There it is. We long for relationships to be like the ones we have with our best friends where we can often be ourselves. The problem is there's a big masquerade out there, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, there is being an adult. You know what I'm talking about, thinking about especially. If it feels like from the time you get to be a certain age, like maybe you're starting to get a little older and such, you try too hard to be like the other kids. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. organic pimping through the ingredients to embody my soul. I am Talk Dude, and please, listen, let me know how bad you want yourself to be heard right now. You can be right now on there, please. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah, listen, I'm here, man. Just hear what your words were, man. Then what is coming your extra harvest? It's a good thing, man. Yeah. Keep it up, man. Keep it to good work.
Right now? Oh, okay. All right. Listen, is there somebody you really know who knows all your secrets, who knows all about you? Find that person. Take a moment to talk with them. Ask him, who am I? You know, sometimes your best friend knows you better than anybody. They know exactly what's going on in your head and your soul. They probably know better than anybody. Think about your best friend. Take a moment to think about that. There's somebody I can be myself around. I need this. We have a peace and a serenity. That's something. Take a moment to talk to them. They can feed your soul. They can basically help you organically feed it. They can do magic. They can basically help you do big things. You can basically find happiness if you try. I mean, once again, you got to listen to yourself, but go find your best friend and tell them how you're trying to be on a journey to find yourself. Tell them how that can be found. It can be discovered. You can do it. You can do it. The answer is within, but also without. Ask yourself, who am I? What do I really need? Take a moment to chew on that. And find some time to find some peace. Deep, peaceful serenity. Find that. Because answers can come to you like there, like that. Everything can come to you if you look for it. Listen to that inner conscience, that inner soul, that part of you that's just crying out to be heard. Ask yourself, what is missing? What is longing? What am I longing for? You remember being a kid, you wanted all those neat toys. You wanted to see all those cartoons, all that junk food. Happiness was a lot easier back then. Being a kid wasn't all great, but yeah, it seems like it would be now, you know. If only you knew then what you know now. Some of us feel that. Some of us wish we could go back and be kids again. Go back and be kids and go back and, well, avoid all the mistakes that we made. Come on, you made some. There are people who are really regretting where they went and what they do. But what to do? I'll tell you one thing. There is hope for everybody. There is a real, actual hope. There is, in fact, some real evolutionary what have you. Evolution. That's the answer. Now, what you believe in, you got to believe in evolution. Evolution is a process. It's a process we all need to go through. And we should all go through it every single day for the better. Because it's a real thing. Better than you are. You can have more than you've got. All this thing. See, this is basically what organic pimping is. It's basically finding a natural way to pump yourself and be yourself, to be basically all these things that you need. It can happen. Now, what else? Before you take a moment to think about the problems you have to worry about, some of you out there needed company. You had a family. You got married. You had kids. And it's too much of an ordeal. We don't live in a system where people basically kind of, where the system helps us, do we? No, we don't. So many people who are just in it deep. We don't know what to do. Find yourself. And before you do, make time. Find an answer to reassess your life in a positive way, in a positive forward direction. Find a way. Another thing you should know. It is possible. It seems like nowadays you're not quite sure what's real, what's a trick. How do you start thinking?
This is comedian Organic OK. I've been hearing you talk, dude. You've been talking to him, man. You've been giving them information. You've been taking them out. You've been truly rewarding them. I just say thank you as a viewer and as an actual host of this show. I appreciate the conversation you've been giving.
Thank you.
Now, everywhere else.
It's a lot about what you told me. It's mostly what you told me, man, about organic pimping and how it is possible to basically be what you want to be through the power of positive thinking.
Yeah. Now, give me the last words of wisdom so that they'll be understanding what to do.
Okay.
You know, tomorrow, we're in the holiday standpoint right now.
Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't even wait for later. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for all the plans to be in perfect alignment. Make the change now. That ideal life, that ideal sense of self that you want, that you can have, the best you can be, all. It can happen. It can be. The trick is to just know when to do it, which is now. Take action. Self-improvement. Just listen. Listen to that inner sense of soul. I'm Talk Dude, and this is Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients to embody my soul.
Hello?
Yeah?
You must recognize.
You must what?
Reflect into your desire of your harvest. And that's where we're moving through, and you've been doing a good job. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Sometimes it basically seems like, look, nowadays at the youngest age, they've even got basically kids that are trying to put too much structure into them at the youngest age. That's a good habit to have for the future. But you don't want to overmanage them to the point that basically they lose their childhoods. It's so tricky, you know, like, what do you do exactly? Well, I've told you. I wish I could show you. I wish I would call in. I'd love to basically help somebody right here on the show. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get in touch. Be yourself. You don't have to shut yourself off and hide from other people when you're being yourself. This is a habit some take. They think that once they truly be themselves, they have to – some people, some hermits, they become shut-ins, basically. You see, they basically think the only way I can be myself is to isolate myself from everybody else so nobody will judge because the system will not accept me. This is slippery stuff, and I'm guilty to say. I chose this path myself. It's messed up is what it is. What should you do? Well, first find out who yourself. Find a way to present yourself to the world, to just be. Just be. I want to thank everybody who's going to tune in at this show at some point and is going to take personal steps towards self-improvement. Everything. Secondly, I want to thank everybody who basically might tune into this show at some point, everyone who's going to get involved with the cause, who's going to self-improve. Thank everybody who basically might support Organic OK, and everybody who's going to basically take the step to self-improvement, who's going to basically do something. I want to thank everyone. Thanks again. I'm Talk Dude. Now, okay, final closing words. Tonight, I want you basically, every single one out there, to make a resolution, to make some real time for yourself. And tonight, go to a quiet room, pull yourself out of social media and internet and whatever. Take a moment to stop from all that, to disconnect yourself and plug back into your real self. Get on the bed, do some meditation. Center yourself. Listen to all the ordeal. Try to basically find a way to find some calming peace. Peace of soul. Not mind, soul. Peace, calm and soul. It's as necessary as it is oxygen, food, sustenance, love. We need all these things. I want to encourage you all, reach for that sense of inner self. Before you start going out there, reach for the breast ring. Before you start running on material success, find a sense of self. Find a way to be happy with what you are. Thank you all for tuning in. Organic, do you have any closing words to give? Organic. Okay, well, anyway, you've been listening to Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. So, well, thank you all for... His voice is cutting out. I want to thank you all for getting involved. Thank you for getting involved with the cause. Thank you. Organic, you're cutting in and out. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for choosing to improve upon yourselves. Thank you, and good night.